Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise God we're able to be together again at this time. I so look forward to sharing these few moments with you every day. And I just want to continue right on in a message that I've been sharing with my radio family this week about our Christmas gifts to the Lord. As I shared on earlier broadcast, everything in Scripture is significant. And some years ago, God spoke to my heart some beautiful spiritual illustrations and applications for the life of the believer in the incident of the wise men that they brought to the Lord Jesus, as it says in Matthew, the second chapter, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were wise men from a far country, just like God has brought us from a far country. He's brought us all, hasn't He, a mighty long way, and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. And they brought appropriate and acceptable gifts to the newborn king. And so what I've been doing on these broadcasts are sharing what is the significance of the gifts that they brought. There was, of course, practical significance to allow the Holy Family to have provision for the flight to Egypt, but also there's great spiritual significance. And on yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at gold. And I would suggest to you that gold represents our salvation, our faith tried in the fire, the quality of our spiritual stand, our position in God, if you will. It suggests a life that is holy, purely, and completely surrendered to the Lord. We were looking at some of the characteristics of gold, and we noted that it was fusible, which means it can be joined together. And of course, we know, as we especially look at the work of the tabernacle in the wilderness and for the priest's garments, that gold was used to, because it was malleable and able to be shaped and formed, they beat it into thin plates and then they cut it into wires and wove that into the fabric. And also that gold is precious and valuable. And as we begin today's broadcast, I'd like to share another aspect of gold. Now, many of you may have gold wedding bands, you may have gold jewelry, and if you're knowledgeable at all about gold, you know that even in the natural, there's different qualities of gold. I don't know a whole lot, but I think there's 14 karat gold, 18 karat gold, 24 karat gold, all indicating the higher the karat, the greater the purity and the quality and value of that gold. Well, beloved, if we are in fact gold to the Lord, because Isaiah speaks to us in the 62nd chapter that the Lord says, you are as a royal diadem in my hand. And of course, gold was used for the crowns, the diadems of royalty of kings and priests, of which we are kings and priests unto our God. That what can we say about gold, the purity of gold? Well, beloved, it's something I may not joyously want to do with you, but I know you're all familiar with it, and that is the saints are tried by affliction. Yes, just like gold is tried in the fire, that even to this day, that's how the purities and the impurities and the dross is gotten out of precious metal, is by the heat of fire. And so saints are tried by affliction. Job 23 and 20 says a beautiful expression of faith for Job, who was going through trials that he didn't have any comprehension of why he was going through what he was going through. He didn't understand that divine scenario in heaven where the honor of the Lord was at stake. Oh, the Lord knew Job's heart, did he not, that he would not deny him and he would not curse him. But anyway, Job goes on to say, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, referring to the Lord, I shall come forth as gold. And of course, a New Testament reference, 1 Peter 1 and 7, says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And as we continue to look at gold, what is one of the final things we can say about gold? Well, guess what? It belongs to God. Hallelujah. Haggai 2 and 8 says, "The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." So the gold belongs to the Lord, all the world of the fullness thereof, and we have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. And just as we go through trials in life, our faith is tried. Our faith is compared to gold tried in the fire. And just as gold is in the natural, so are we precious and valuable to the Lord. And also, we have that fusible, malleable characteristic that God is working us together into one habitation, a holy tabernacle not made with hands, where the glory of the Lord shall indwell. Hallelujah. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former. Praise God. Also now, let's go on to the second gift that the wise men presented, and that was the gift of frankincense. And I would suggest to you that that symbolizes prayer and praise. First of all, what is frankincense in the natural? Well, it was a fragrant vegetable gum resin imported into Palestine from Arabia by caravan. Again, just like gold wasn't a naturally occurring metal in Palestine and had to be imported, for example, in fact, they've identified Ophir as being off the coast of, or one of the coasts of India. Let's see, what was that to be exact? It was the west coast of India, yes. So just as gold is not native to our characteristics, just like I'm seeing so many parallels in our own lives. We were worthless, we were valueless, but Jesus saw us as so precious that he shed his blood to redeem us, that we might be the precious gold diadem in his hand. And just like frankincense, as I've just shared with you, it was imported, it wasn't native to Palestine. So prayer and praise is certainly foreign to the carnal man, is it not? But because we have been brought nigh by the blood of the Lamb, we've been brought into a relationship with the Lord, we can carry on communion and fellowship with him, which is expressed in prayer, which is nothing more than talking to God, as well as praise, a heart of gratefulness and thanksgiving. Isaiah 60 and 6 says, "The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephraim. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall shew forth the praises of the Lord." Hallelujah. Praise God. And in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, verse 20, "The offerings and sacrifices were not acceptable. And the Lord asks, to what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba and the sweet cane from a far country?" Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Frankincense is used in ceremonial offerings. We see that in Exodus, the 30th chapter, verse 34, and Leviticus, the 2nd chapter, verse 1. As I shared, one of the most significant things, one of the most interesting comparisons, is that gold and frankincense were precious commodities that were not native to Palestine. They had to be imported. And just as the land that God spoke to Abraham was to be given to him and to his descendants forever, and as they were brought out of Egypt, they were, it was God's full intention to bring them to Canaan, to bring them into the promised land. So have we been imported out of the kingdom of darkness. That's what Colossians 1:13 says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness," the power of darkness, "and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." We've been snatched from the hand of the enemy and brought into God's place of abundance, God's promised land, the land of Canaan, the land of spiritual promise, the land flowing with milk and honey. Praise God, praise God. That is so good. Hallelujah. Now, let's look a little more at frankincense, some of the natural characteristics. It is brittle, a very bitter-tasting gum resin, and used for sacrificial incense. It is called frank incense because of the freeness, the ease with which, when burned, it gives forth a very sweet odor. It burns for a long time with a steady flame. It is obtained by successive incisions in the bark of trees of the genus Boswellia. And we know from Scripture, as we read the Psalms, that frankincense symbolizes devotion. Psalm 141 and 2 says, "Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." And then in Revelation, the 5th chapter, verse 8, it speaks of the 24 elders having every one of them harps and golden vials, incense holders, if you will, full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? That just as the wise men brought gold themselves, representing salvation, and frankincense, so we also can bring our gifts of prayer and praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. And they were offered on the altar of gold, incense was. And of course, none of the priests were able to offer incense in the service of the tabernacle, but we have been made priests unto our God. Exodus 31-3 talks about that. In fact, we are a golden altar. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And that flame of fire, that flame of the Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit unites with our hearts and allows us to give forth a sweet savor of prayer and praise and worship to our God. Hallelujah. So right now, in the midst of this busy season, let your incense arise, let your prayer, let your praise rise to God, for He is worthy of all that He has done. He loved us so much that He was willing to be born over 2,000 years ago in a humble stable, without announcement, without renown. He came and became the Savior of the world. Oh, we can praise Him for that. Hallelujah. Well, my time is gone. The announcer will give you our mailing address. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.